The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Thank you for joining me on this World News Tuesday with Mark Palmer. I have to apologize to Mark from the very beginning. I'm not sure if we're going to get around the world today. There's still lots of local news to talk about. Let me start off by reminding our listeners that today, Tuesday the 27th, and tomorrow, Wednesday the 28th, Central Bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Super Value on East Street. And again, on Friday the 30th of June and Saturday the 1st of July, Central Bank will be giving out sand dollars at Super Value Winton location. Show your sand dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. That's 302-9880. We're ready for our on-the-clock sand dollar giveaways right now. Every day for the next 4 months, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. That means you can only win once. The numbers to call to answer the trivia or to join today's conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. The first question of the day. Independence Morning, It's Like a Baby Borning, is performed by which Bahamian singer? Independence Morning, It's Like a Baby Borning, is performed by which Bahamian singer? That's our first sand dollar trivia question for the day. And now I've got some slight housekeeping matters. First off, I want to remind everyone of an announcement. The Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association General Meeting for the month of June will be hosted at St. John's College this 28th at 6 p.m. Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association General Meeting tomorrow night, Wednesday the 28th of June at 6 p.m. at St. John's College. You can call 455-7242 for more details. And today, very special day, very special event, meet and greet Team Special Olympics Bahamas as they return from Berlin and the World Games, the Special Olympics World Games. Come and meet the athletes. Come and see the medals. Come and greet the team. You can have your picture taken with the team. You can call 359-3558, 359-3558 for more details. The team is arriving via British Airways at 2:35 this afternoon. via British Airways at 2:35 this afternoon. But again, call 359-3558 for more details. Producer, I see I got a call on the line and going to the call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. The answer is Priscilla Rollins.
Yes, it is. Ooh. The answer is Priscilla Rollins. And you have a wallet, sir?
Yes, I do.
And you left information with the producer?
Yes.
Awesome. So I'll contact you at the end of the show so that I can transfer you your $30 for your spending pleasure. Yes, sir.
I was also the winner of yesterday's question as well with June 21st and Summer Solstice being the answers.
Your last digit is 0500?
Sorry?
Your last digit is 0500 on your digital wallet?
Yes.
I mean, your cell phone? I transferred you the money this morning.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. But you can't win twice.
Why not?
Listen. Oh, boy, don't watch nothing. Okay, watch this. I will contact you after the show, okay?
Okay, no problem.
But listen, thank you for your eagerness to play and to share your knowledge about Bahamian history and culture.
No problem.
That's the part. That's the part I enjoy the most. Thank you so much, caller. All right, guys, let's go again. We got a second question on deck for you since we're at the top of the show. Second question. Independent Bahamas, the song Independent Bahamas is performed group. What is the name of the group that performs the classic Independent Bahamas? That's the second trivia question for the day. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. I love it. Okay, I see some texters here that had also gotten the correct. If you have a digital wallet and you have not played the game before, please send me your information. The texter, send me your information. What your wallet, who your wallet provider is, and your custom name or wallet address if needed to transfer the funds. Good morning, gentlemen. Joining me this morning, Mr. Mark Palmer and Mr. Cecil Newry. So, gentlemen, it's kind of like an open line. I haven't had open line what's in the news discussion for a little while. I've had a lot of guests and structured conversations. There are lots of things that I am interested in talking about today, last night and this morning. I saw a post of a sign that I presume is from a hotel or a high-end living residential property expressing that non-guests of the property will not be allowed to use the pool or the beach area. And I realize that if disconnect in this country, one of the things that is sacred in the Bahamas is access to the beach. This has been evidenced by protests, by unions, labor associations, members of parliament while in opposition. They only protest while in opposition. And by anecdotal evidence of, and stories of people refusing to be held in place by what they deem artificial boundaries. I myself was once chased off of a beach by shotgun illegally in the Love Beach area by a foreign developer who I am sure knew what the law was but decided that he was spending too much money to have to be held to account to the law. Fortunately, we had wise men like Sir Orville Turnquest who reminded us that it's our right to be on the beach and don't get shot, but don't be afraid to challenge people who insist on breaking the law in that manner.
But when Bahamar was being built, they actually made a strip available for the public to get down to that beach. And they had two full-time security officers that manned that 24 hours a day. And so, you know, some developers did make an effort to allow Bahamians access, but I agree it's such a right, such an important right.
I thought we were going in a totally different direction. Because the security guard doesn't guarantee me access to the public area.
Yeah. What was interesting, they said they spent a lot of money on it because I met one of the contractors who was responsible for it. I met him on the plane. He said the thing was very few people actually used the access, but they did make it available. Now, I don't know if they publicized it so that we knew
exactly
that it was there, but they did follow the law.
Yes.
To provide that access. So I thought that was pretty good.
Absolutely. And I wonder, I mean, I know that Beaches and Parks is extremely busy because their performance has not returned to the levels before the shift in administration. So they must be terribly busy, Beaches and Parks. But wouldn't Beaches and Parks be responsible for providing public maps, like a sign that indicates where the public access is on that beach if said beach access is restricted or has been restricted by a private property owner or property developer?
Because Love Beach is a nice beach, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they must have an access point, but I wouldn't even know where you would be able to park to access that beach.
Right. It is extremely tricky. There's minimal, parking. And I think we cause that on ourselves, right? That we don't insist of one another that we provide these things for other Bahamians. I see I got a caller on the line. Give me one second, caller. Let me go to the caller. All right. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Eric.
How are you?
This topic about the beach access.
Mm-hmm.
Paradise Island, the beach access, the public access, where the boundary is called Garden Drive.
Okay.
Through the weekdays, they keep that gate open.
Okay.
There's a gate that's there. And on the weekends, they close it, they lock it. And they say it's to keep the Bahamians, but it's not so much worried. They keep the Bahamians out on the weekends because they come in later on the beach and cause a problem. So only specifically on holidays and weekends that access is locked. But through the week, what, Bahamians would not be a nuisance on weekdays?
Well, they,
is it legal for them to do so? To log
the site again, you said Paradise
where
Island.
Laundry and commissary for Atlanta. Okay.
All right.
It's called Paradise Island. It's called Garden Drive. If you go there today, it will be open. You go there on a Saturday, it's locked. And on a Sunday, I'm holiday.
The strange thing about this scenario is that the beach access, the land, is actually privately owned. And the new developers who owns the property is about to construct a new site. So
not that one. I'm talking about the one further east. There's two accesses.
So they both accesses are now blocked?
But what are you saying, that one, the access is being restricted on weekends and on holidays?
The one next to the commissary of the big hotel...
Yeah.
That is privately owned.
Okay.
And the second option, which is further down, that I'm not sure who owns that, but that's a public access there. But just that traditionally, Bahamians used to take this beach access to go to Cabbage Beach.
Yeah.
But now the new owners, who had it for a while actually, but they now decided to create their development, are saying that they need their beach access to start their construction of their property.
But isn't it in law that you must provide an easement or right of access?
And that's why they say go down to the second access down the road.
All on the same property?
No. The one you're talking about near the commissary, that's the one they close off. That's the one they're claiming to in order to build their new structure.
And, what concerns me...
Sorry to cut you off, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about two different sections.
Okay, I'm talking
because
about
not,
one
not
directly
the
next to Malia Hotel.
That's where they had the big hotel. Further east.
Further east.
Even further east.
Yes, even further east. Not where Ryu is at. It's
not where
further
you.
East, after you pass the one and only Ocean Club.
And is it who's responsible? Whose constituency does that fall into? Does that fall into
Joe? That'd be under Wayne Monroe, because he would be for...
Freetown.
And Freetown.
Freetown, yeah.
But this has been going on for years. It's Yeah. Isn't just happening.
And it's been, I tell you what, it's been shrinking and shrinking and shrinking.
It is shrinking.
And you see, people like me, what I tend to do is I tend to protest places, like places that blatantly and overtly show me that I'm not welcome, right?
It's gotten to a point that they used to have security officers posted in the street checking people's bags for bringing bottles on the beach. And if you have a bottle in your bag, you must pour it out or put it in the bag.
But they can't do that, can they? There's no law restricting bottle access on the beach.
Well, they did it over here, and they do it.
Yeah, this is troubling. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're gonna. And I got my chief know everything about tourism guy at the table. Thank you so much. Producer, let's go to that second caller. Is it a trivia winner? Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. I am so sorry we missed you. All right, we're about to go. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Still tall, smart, and handsome, but thanks for asking. You know?
You're welcome.
Yes. And, you know, with the public beach access, it's so sad, isn't it? Down the Eastern Road, you will come to a peninsula called Dick's Point. Are you familiar? Opposite Blair.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to go there and drive to the very end to where you come to condos. Stop and look west. That would be left.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see where there was a public boat ramp. Somebody has put up a wall and a fence.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I thought it was private land.
It's not private land. It's not.
I got you. I know that there's a U.S. embassy, like an official U.S. residency or building in that area. Do you think do you think it was put up by them or requested to be shut off as a security concern because of the embassy? Or you think it's just people doing whatever they want and they think they will get away with it because the embassy is in the area?
As far as I know, the embassy has nothing on either side of this ramp.
Okay.
So I don't see the security concern. And this happened a very long time ago. And so I know the answer to the question I'm asking you. I want you to go find it out for yourself. Now, back to beach, because not just beach, we're blocking off where Bahamians launch their vessels.
Yeah.
Because I used to do it when I was young, so I know of what I speak. Anyway, moving on. The beach, between New Providence, CA, and Aaron, between New Providence and Paradise Island, the two land masses, where's the most beautiful beach?
Montague Beach.
Okay, CA?
I would have said Cabbage Beach.
Yes. You know why? Because many of us have not been allowed to see the most beautiful beach out there at Old Fort Bay. I ask this question. Where is the public right of way to the Old Fort Bay and the Lyford Key beaches?
Thank you very, very much, Graham. Thank you very, very much. I even forget that they exist because I don't go out there because I can't afford it. I can't afford the visa.
Nor the car to get there.
I can't afford it, the gas to get there. And I can't afford the stress and the tension when people look at me like I don't belong. Mm. That's something, the way that my health insurance is set up, I can't afford that.
So what if you lived in Mount Pleasant? Where are you going to go?
Jaws Beach.
Jaws
Beach.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, see, I have this thing and it's a problem because I tend to, like when you say, oh, we don't want you here, I tend to suck my teeth and say, that's good because I wasn't coming know-how. But I have to change that attitude, right? Because a part of indigenous culture is that like you own the land that you occupy and you can only, we got to occupy land to own it. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yeah, morning.
Morning.
Soto, don't forget, Soto, Ocean thing too used to be accessible. But I called to tell you, in sensible countries like Barbados, every beach access is clearly marked.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly marked. Even if it's on the side of a hotel or the side of this, they are all clearly gone.
No, absolutely.
That's brilliant, eh?
Yeah. And I mean, come on. We're selling. See, this is what I'm saying. Whose tourism is it? Whose product is it? And then whose country is it? Mm-hmm. You know? Why would you make me proclaim that the Bahamas is the most beautiful tourism product in the world and then not enable me to experience it? Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
A pleasant good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm Mr. Newey.
Inshallah.
You know what's so sad to me, Ms. Green, is why I always ramp and rave and cuss and carry on.
Yes, sir.
We're getting ready to celebrate 50 years of independence. Our motto says, going onward, forward, upward, together. Remember to say onward, forward, upward, together.
Together.
Together. The last word is together. Timothy Gibson said together.
Mm-hmm.
Not UBP, not PLP, not FNM. Not the elites. All of us. The Jesus said, and the poor will be.
Mm-hmm. They ain't going nowhere, so make way for them.
There's a song that says, this land is mine. God gave this land to me. And I rap and rave, Sparky, Gene Vincent Dunlop, I rap and rave because we didn't go forward, onward, up, and together. We went backwards. Look at our national debt now compared to what it was. And what do we have for it, the Bahamian people? We still begging them to give us the right to have a job.
Yeah.
80 and our forefathers, they cloned the same Bahamianization. If you come here to work, you're going to, somebody's going to understudy you, and after a while, you're going to leave because that person going to be able to do your job. We still asking for a job, not a waiter job. We want to own something. We want to own our natural resources. Who's selling it? You don't think they got Bahamian accountants and lawyers and doctors and things on these companies and backing these and defending these foreigners because they getting the big money for the fees they charge in these companies? To register them in the Bahamas and get their cut underneath the table.
Oh, what a business.
What we call the elites. And what do the Bahamian people live with? A pothole city? We can't even pave our roads. We build our hospital on a hill. You can imagine, Miss Green, you in a wheelchair on Shirley Street, you need to get to the hospital, but you ain't got nobody to push you. How are you going to mount the hill to get up there? You think the security guard coming down to get you?
That's something.
What kind of engineers and architects we send off to come back with master's degrees and building a hospital on a hill?
Sparky, I gotta go on that one. I have not missed it, though. And I want to talk about the hospital in a moment. I got another caller, though. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
I hope you both are doing well this morning.
Yes, sir.
You know, Aaron, this time I have to agree with Sparky wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as an individual who had an opportunity to, the potential to leave one's country, to go into another person's country to live, survive, work, make a decent salary, pay their taxes, infrastructure in front of you for what you're paying your taxes for, being developed in front of you, I am very disillusioned when I look at my current Bahamas in the vein that was promised to us back in the day when the first cabinet of the Bahamas under Sir Lyndon Oscar Pendling, A.D. Hanna, and so on and so forth, the vision that they had painted for this country and where this country is today, I mean, it pales by comparison and it pains one's heart. You know what it is to sacrifice to come back home, to say you're coming to help build your country, and yet in your country you're being denied the luxury, not even the luxury, but being denied the right to even find gainful employment to take care of yourself and your family, especially in your later years.
So you're trying to make me cry. You're trying to make me cry on the show this morning.
This is Thomas that I envisioned back in the 1980s. I'm being very succinct here. And, you know, people often scoff at, for instance, like Sparky, when Sparky talks about these things. We both came from an era where we saw a Bahamas, even though some would say that the earlier Bahamas was built upon the drug trade, X, Y, Z, A, B, C. But the bottom line here is that our people were happy and they were prosperous. What happened to our people? You cannot even get a job in this country to keep yourself going as a Bahamian. We have more people from the outside here in this country seem to be employed than our own people. And then you're going to add insult to injury where you say that Bahamians don't want to work. You're saying that Bahamians are lazy, Bahamians are not qualified to hold these posts, but yet Bahamians are leaving this country to go into other people's countries and hold top prominent positions with their talents and their education. When are we going to build this Bahamas for Bahamians? When are we going to build this Bahamas under the strength and energy of Bahamians?
That's my question to even this current government, because they're not doing anything different than what I see the other previous governments have done. We need to build this country forward, upward, onward, together as Bahamians, and stop depending totally on allowing the outsiders to come in to send the monies out of the countries that we can, out of the country that we can use here in this country to build this country. Believe in Bahamians to get this country built towards prosperity. That's all I can say this morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I say you can make me cry. I didn't even leave and then come back. I stayed, right? Like, I stayed. And I don't know exactly what they put in the Kool-Aid, but I drank it. And some of y'all, sir, with your very articulate self, some of y'all are the people who gave me the Kool-Aid to drink. But I appreciate you expressing that, like, I was drinking it too, right? And I think younger Bahamians appreciate that when older Bahamians say that. Like, hey, we believed in the dream. We weren't selling you an empty scam. We believed as well.
Well, Aaron, I left and came back.
Yeah.
Just like, so I understand exactly what, you know, we have that sand in your shoe thing.
Yeah.
But it is demoralizing, you know. I'm in the nonprofit space because that's where all the need is. You know, and the other thing, we are a small country. You know, we can solve these problems. When I lived in England, 13 million people in London, how are you going to solve the problems for 13 million people?
Yeah,
but
300,000.
400,000. We could solve everything if we had the political will.
Absolutely. Let me take these calls, and then I got to get to the text. I got a couple people rowing me on the text line. Mm-hmm. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, Mr. Neary, and good morning to the other gentleman.
Morning.
Listen, Aaron, I am one of those, I'm an island gal.
Mm-hmm.
You say that first. Fishing is a habit for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stress reliever. There's so much places that is blocked off where you can go and throw your line. And at this point now, you can't even do that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because the places where you want to go, persons have it fenced off. Nobody's even, no houses are there, especially on the Eastern Road. No houses are there,
mm-hmm.
but they put up fence and things so you can't even get to the waters anymore.
Yeah.
You understand? So I'm thinking about local government that I feel would help in opening up some of these properties. Because I remember back when Ingram came in, I think it was Desmond Bannister,
mm-hmm.
who went and made certain persons move those fences that they were blocking the beaches and stuff off.
Yeah.
And I think the government now needs to do that again, because I don't think they get to a lot of places. Another government should do that, and I think we would have more access to beaches and fishing areas, because that's the way I relieve my stress. I go out there and I throw my line.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And we have not taken into the account the lack of beach access to family islanders, people who grow up with beach all around them, and the psychological effect of taking people from that sort of lack of density into this very dense place, and then they don't have access to the beach. I see we got another caller. Good morning, caller.
A special good morning to you, Aaron, and I want to say good morning to your guests as well.
Yes.
I'm just feeling sad about the conversation this morning, because I realize it's quite true.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that it seems as if the Bahamians are being fenced out of paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that they can take those fences down so that we too can enjoy our country.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome. I have another question,
yes.
Aaron.
Absolutely.
You were asking earlier about Independence, Bahamas. Do you still have that on your
the trivia
special
question?
I don't have one, but guess what? I was just trying to find out how to get one, and I just found it from Central Bank.
You just found out. So by the time I get off the show and I connect with you after the show, you'll have your wallet set up, right?
I will try to.
Okay.
I'm at work. I have to leave on my lunch break to do it.
All right. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I think, actually, I Googled, because I was surprised. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
But Independence, Bahamas, it says it's performed by various artists.
Yeah.
Ronnie Butler, KB,
It's pre-KB.
Yeah, it's pre-KB, but you say the last word you said again?
Biosis.
But yeah, it's by Biosis Now.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
by the group Biosis Now. So here's what to do. Don't hang up the phone. Producer, take the caller's information for me, please. We have another winner for the trivia.
Okay.
of you right now. Thank you so much. So that classic that we opened the show with, Independent Bahamas, 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 that's performed by... That's performed by Biosis Now, right?
Who are the group members?
I don't know who the group members are.
But definitely Ronnie Butler.
Yeah, and that voice, who starts speaking, that's Munnings, right?
Yes, definitely.
Munnings. That's not what fascinated me most about the song and why I chose it for the trivia question. I found an album cover for the song that I'd never seen before. And the album is called Calypso 70.
Nice.
Right? And I realized there's a whole genre of music called Calypso.
Okay.
And that, because I've always been trying to figure out what is that sound? It sounds like Calypso and Rake and Scrape and
I remember
Funk and Disco.
The last time you called it Bohemian Funk. And I thought it was as a Bohemian Funk, but now that we coined a whole genre, a Bohemian genre, that's something to celebrate too.
Yeah, I mean, and they coined it a long time ago. I think we just forgot about it, right? Yeah. It's Calypso. And that's a sound. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a part of the sound that inspired Jordan Peele from Key and Peele to make, you know, because the movie Nope, his latest release, was heavily, heavily inspired by the life, work, and music of Tony McKay, right? And you could see now, like, how that happened. Because we're thinking, yeah, how did this boy find Tony McKay? Well, Tony McKay is a part of a whole sound, right? And they would have connected to the whole sound. So I want to say thank you to the caller. Thank you to the texters who also got the correct answers.
So who would be responsible for harnessing that sound, shepherding the sound, promoting that sound, reinventing that sound, celebrating that sound, reminding us about the sound, Calypso, Bohemian Funk?
Because that's the genre, first time I heard of it.
Yeah, that genre seemed to be gone, lost. Mm-hmm. But I know the sound. I know what is Calypso, or I know what is that Bohemian Funk, that sound of it. You know, with Ronnie Butler and the Ramblers. Munnings and their group where Nassau Gone Funky.
Yeah.
That's a funk sound.
Yeah.
Right?
And has been captured by artists across the globe and sampled and remixed like Verve Records like to do with classics.
And we forgot that sound and abandoned that sound for other people to pick up.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we're going to get back to who's responsible for that in a second. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
And I had to call you back. You seem to be somebody that loves old history from the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Things that you didn't know. You always call me my your little historian.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. You know where Madeira Shopping Plaza is now, up at Lewis is on Madeira Street?
Okay, yeah. The big one.
You know that used to be a softball park?
What?
That used to be Garfunkel's Softball Park. They played softball up there at nights with lights. That whole area, he also gave the Catholic Aquinas School.
Okay.
And Aquinas Auditorium, what they turned now into a church.
Yeah, yeah.
The new St. Thomas More Church.
Wow.
At night, they used to play softball up there. So had a real live rodeo show came to the Bahamas with all the bulls and the dumping horses. And you ever heard of Roy Rogers and Trigger and Dale Evans?
Yeah.
All of them is in the Bahamas, you know.
No, sir.
That's where I grew up on Madeira Street.
No, sir.
Down by where Harden's Lock and Key is on Madeira Street.
Mm-hmm.
Two houses east of that was my mother's property, where the big Jovan Plaza is. That was our yard. I grew up on Madeira Street in the valley.
Listen,
and you had to walk past the park every morning to go to Eastern Senior School, Eastern Junior School.
Listen, Sparky.
They had, you know, they'd have to fly them cars over one ramp and then over a bunch of cars and crash into the other cars.
Mm-hmm.
All of that was up down Madeira Street.
No, man. Listen, Sparky, I got to go. I mad. I angry, Sparky. I angry.
We need to get a map from the 1950s.
Yes.
That would document that. Because, you know, the Harbor Bay Shopping Center was a silkworm farm.
Really?
Yeah, that whole area was silkworms because I Robbie, who used to work at the town hotel as a 9-year-old boy, used to go there and water the mulberry trees. And they Listen, used to export silkworms.
I am now, Mark, I am even more. You trying to be nice and chill. I angry, man. You could imagine all of this history.
And the activity that was a real community then. Now it's just commercial, right?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Listen, here's why. People need to know why things are the way they are so that they could be able to predict how things will possibly be in the future. Right? And they need to know why things are the way they are so they could change the circumstances in life. Right? But Sparky, I'm mad at you. Okay? I'm mad at you. I just... All of this history.
But if you close your eyes, you could imagine right where that Royal Bank is and Lowe's and,
yeah.
and with the lights and everything. I can see it in my mind.
Listen, I went to the talk at the Bahamas Historical Society given by Grace Turner, the historian on grave sites and burial practices in the Bahamas, right? First of all, the book is fascinating. The talk is even more fascinating, right? But to know that where the Chinese embassy is now, mm-hmm. stretching, I think, you know, from Montague West up to Harbor Bay, even past all of that is sacred cultural land. And there's burial grounds in there. And, mm-hmm. and it's just rich with history. Okay, I've got to get to the text. Like I said, people was rowing me and I want to read the text. And I don't want you to think, text, I rowing you back. I upset. Did you upset? Good morning, Chikchani Queen. You are very influential, and I have decided to not text you and CA anymore because y'all don't read them and get personal. It's a talk show, but you can't have a conversation. I'll call when BTC decides to turn my phone and internet back on. Now you insinuated that Keith Bell did nothing wrong, but it's in the new paper, and Brent Simonet, he stated that something was improper. Dear texter, I think I recognize this number. Cecil, don't let me read texts on air that may possibly interfere with my blood pressure stability. As a professional media personality, he tries to moderate my temperament. But I will endeavor to not miss any more of your texts. I had to read that one, and then when we get back from the break, I'm going to read the rest of the text. It's a classic. It was written for Independence, 1973. And I need somebody to confirm for me, was this song written by Tony McKay? Because I've only found one place that says it was written by Priscilla Rollins to perform for Independence. You guys, we're on the clock. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Boy and girl, there is none rich like your soul. Independence morning is like a baby morning.
Girl, why are you so sweaty?
Girl, I'm getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
It's that time again!
Sign up now for the Michael Scooter Red Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, taking place July 24 to the 30th at the Hope Center and the Kendall Ice Exchange. Call 601-4842 for more information. Powered by the Bryce Newbold.
It's game time!
Boom, massage in Margaritaville downtown.
Girl, Julia just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas. Then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call
288-4477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I've been everywhere, man.
To May's Uniform Center, we've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, V-Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Janae's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only, 817-3295. Email sales at janaes.com.
I've been everywhere.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We're back from this break. Let me remind you guys again, tomorrow night, Wednesday the 28th at 6 p.m. at St. John's College, the Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association General Meeting for the month of June. 6 p.m. St. John's College tomorrow night, Wednesday the 28th. And if you have time this afternoon, 2:35, come and meet the Special Olympics team as they return with their medals and their superstar performances from the World Games. I got a text here that says, great show as usual. Tell the lady, don't throw no line to fish on Saunders Beach because I'm caramel complexion, so I would be perfect shark bait. And I read a very important thing. I've noticed that some people have started regularly fishing on Montague Beach. Not from the ramp side. From the beach side, they go out on the rocks with their long line, with the rod, right? Not long line fishing, but with their rods. And they go and they cast their rods and they let the rods sit in the water. And I want to remind you that people swim there and you are not supposed to be fishing there. I know all fishing areas have been restricted, but if fishing areas have been restricted, so have beach areas. Please leave the people the beach. One of the safest beaches, one of the easiest beaches to access. Don't fish on the rocks out on Montague Beach. Even when there are not people in the water, you don't want the sharks to think, like the seagulls think, that this is a tuck shop. Somewhere you could just run in, grab something to eat, and dash out dead quick. That's not safe.
So where can you get a little bit of conch slop and go fishing, get your line? Where can you fish? Because I remember growing up, you could go right down on St. George's Wharf, you know, where the boats came in, where the cruise line, you could go and drop a line there. I think
you could go out to Arawaki on the western side. You could go out to on the back of the booths and on the western side, not on Junkanoo Beach side. You can go to Potter's Key. On the western and the eastern side of Potter's Key, you could fish there. You can go to, I guess, ramps and access places for boats, but you want to be mindful of where people swim because you don't want to draw sharks there, right, and make them think that's a habitat for them. A text about the conferring of citizenship at a funeral by the immigration minister. Dear texter, I want to read more on that, right? I want to know more before I offer real deep commentary.
Has there been any response from the minister? Because just hearing these social media allegations, I haven't seen any official opposition leader saying, well, this happened, and then there's going to be a response.
Right.
So I don't know how to respond to that. I see it circulating. I just don't see any official complaint or official concern.
And I see people saying that Brent Simonet has responded to it.
It's definitely newspaper. I saw the headline, Simonet responded. I didn't read it, but I did see it.
Right. But I want you to give me a little more time to read up on that and get into the Immigration Act and the various acts, right? Sometimes we want to be the first with the news, and that's great, right? I don't need to be the first with the news. I want to be able to give a thorough critique mm-hmm. and interrogation of what had happened. And this is deserving, requiring that level of critique. So I got a caller on the line. Caller, you are on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Graham.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Good morning, C.A. Nuri and your other guest.
Mr. Palmer, yeah.
I like C.A. Nuri this morning, boy, because the last 2 Saturdays, C.A. Nuri put Benny beating on us, John Cano. You know what I mean?
Well, like, look here. I'm glad you called today because I noticed y'all don't invite me to your show, and it's because I am a member of the greatest scrap group in the history of the world, white people in Junkanoo, the Spirit. I know
well,
that.
Guess what?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Guess what? You sit in the studio with the right place. All you need to do is tell CA Nuri what you want to do, and I sure Saturday come and you will get hooked up.
I got you. I just could be in the car at the right time.
Exactly. I hear you all talking about the Shah. See, let me tell you something in this country. Uh-huh. I am really sick and tired of listening to people who don't live in this country as to how we should live.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Bahamians are not a shark-eating society. You mm-hmm. understand? But what we used to do, we was able to fish all over, even on certain parts of Paradise Island.
Mm-hmm.
We could throw our line out and didn't have that problem 20 years ago.
Okay.
But someone came from across the bar and tell us we are not allowed to cull. And listen to the word I'm using.
Yep, cull.
To cull the shark population. And what has happened? The sharks have unabatedly have grown huge. And that is the reason for the problem. They ain't running down no little yellow tail or no little barracuda no more. Mm-hmm. Them sharks get so big they want food. And that's why they coming in and everybody who jump overboard in certain areas get bite or get killed.
Yes, sir.
And we need to stop listening to everybody telling us how to live in this country. We need to have a season to cull the large shark population before we end up like a little Australia. And then people start to go in the water now.
I wear shoes every time just in case I got to pick up speed. Thank you.
Take it easy, bud.
No, man, thank you very much. And CCA, keep the back door unlocked this time, please.
Yes, you can come.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very, very much. Ah, it was right on the tip. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, yes, there's something that happened this morning. I was almost late to work. The text here says, good morning. Do you all work in the same building? I heard mention on Dwight's show this morning, I guess, reference to Simonette's response to the paper. Listen, no, we don't all work in the same building. I would like to thank you for the high esteem you place upon me, but I am not a journalist. I'm not a journalist. I don't work in The Guardian. I am a media personality, a radio show host, and I come in to do my hours, and then I'm Teef Mango, and then I'm out.
Go home.
And I go home, I go look for the news. I am just not familiar enough with the subject matter to offer a reasonable, cogent, critical and this is a tricky one. This one, hot. Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't get a chance to scour the Tribune this morning because I had to make a massive detour. There was an accident on the Eastern Road just west of Johnson Road this morning, and traffic was backed up bad. But here's what I noted. Traffic moving east was moving relatively smoothly. At one point, from the moment I joined the line, there was no traffic moving west whatsoever. And I can't figure out how it is that traffic could flow east, but it could not flow west. I don't understand how the police officers who were attending the scene were unable to manage the logistics necessary to get traffic flowing again. Because if one lane could move, it means that you could stop that lane and allow the other lane to move through that same space. Right? And so, unfortunately, this morning, I did not get a chance to scour the paper on my way to work. A texter said, on Cabbage Beach has been restricted since the pandemic. Another text, Jaws Beach with no shade, benches, restroom. You're telling me George Beach don't have any restrooms?
No, there's no restrooms.
Producer, you play that music at the right time because I was about to say one word, fire! Them, two words.
They don't even have a sign saying it's George Beach.
Yeah, fire them. This is an important conversation. Good morning, Aaron, that area, the Eastern Road Bend, where people go to look at the sea and catch some breeze in their vehicle. They are slowly trying to shorten that area. Some unknown person or persons have planted coconut trees and put rocks around them as they slowly grow. Almost every beach in Nassau, people are slowly losing access to it. And for all of the texts that I didn't get a chance to read, I want to thank you. Does Goodman Bay have bathrooms, Nuri? Does Goodman Bay have functional bathrooms?
Yes, Goodman's Bay.
Right, the bathroom on the western side, I think.
Yes, near to the hotel.
Right, now on Montague Beach, the bathrooms there.
Yes, there are bathrooms too.
Yeah, but I don't know if they are all functioning properly.
But
I ain't worried about that.
They have two sets of bathrooms there too.
Yes, the question is, are they functioning properly? Anyway, I gotta go, people. So much more to talk about, but this conversation is important because the Independent Secretariat told me I could celebrate Golden Jubilee by taking a dip in the ocean. I need to remind them that some days I can't even find ocean. I don't even know where it is. My eyes have been restricted, right? Thank you, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Nuri is up next. You guys have a great day. And go love a mango tree today, and go find a Ganep tree today, and go share some love with somebody.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.